Time now to get our view from the moon, as we do every Wednesday on Bears Huddle. CSNChicago.com Bears insider John Moon Mullen. And our arms are a little longer than those Atlanta receivers were the other day, as they were kind of alligatoring it after they got the lumber laid on them a couple times. I know Bears fans were really excited, Moon, about what they saw, the physicality of those defensive backs. Would you be surprised now if that doesn't carry over now that that tone has been set? And is there anything that Kyle Fuller has not shown you yet? I know you had a chance to talk to him a little bit about that and this whole physicality.
Exactly. You know, it's what I think Bear fans want to see from the Bears. It's what the coaches want to see. And even Jared Allen said, you know, the team that's the most physical wins most of the time. What I was so impressed by was not just the wantonness of the hitting. They weren't blowing tackles. I mean, they were breaking up passes. You know, sometimes you'll see headhunters, like a Brandon Merriweather. Yeah. Guys are headhunters that don't tackle very well. These guys were getting people on the ground and breaking plays up. Now, Ryan Mundy got a fine for his hit.
But, oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't a penalty.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't, again, not as a rooting interest here, but that, I thought that was a bogus situation because it wasn't intentional.
That, you know, they're putting guys in. Believe me, I'm not a big fan of defensive backs and whatnot, but you're putting guys in a tough spot. Again, you're trying to make a play across, you know, coming across the field. Guy catches the ball, not naturally bounces down when he receives the ball. So what are you supposed to go into his knees? Yeah. Well, his waist?
Well, it was interesting, Danny. I talked to last year, when the officials come into training camp, and they'll show you the film of what's okay and what's not. And it was interesting, just sort of aside afterwards, and I said, you know, can't you tell? I mean, certain things just don't look like they're intentional. He said, yeah. He said, we can. You can tell intent. You know who the bad guys are. You can tell when somebody lines somebody up and really drops the bone on them.
All right, well, it's not that kind of thing. If they're so good at that, then tell me how did they do this. Now, we caught it during the course of the game. You tell me how they did this. They called a penalty on number 34 on the offense of the Chicago Bears.
I know. You're right. Yeah, I heard that.
Wait a minute.
He's back. Right. Cool.
No, 62, yeah. I wouldn't have jumped it off. 34, I don't think so.
But no, it was interesting that they can tell. I mean, you have to call it. You could argue, yes, it's a blow to the head. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't line him up for that. I mean, this is going to happen. Right. This is tackle football.
Right.
And we know who the headhunters are. They know who the headhunters are. Even to the point of knowing, even after the hit, if you can tell what somebody says to somebody if he's still down on the ground, whether he intended it. So, you know, there has to be some judgment, but officiating is a whole other topic that's been going on this whole year. Yeah.
We can point to a handful of reasons why the Bears are only 3-3 this year, but I think one of the reasons that you're fortunate they are 3-3, and this has kind of resonated since OTAs. Mark Trestman has talked about how he and Phil Emery, one thing that they want to do with this coaching staff is get players ready, do a better job of getting them ready to play than they did a year ago, which didn't seem very evident. Now, talent level, that may have a little bit to do with it, too, but never was that more evident than the linebacker group on Sunday.
It was, but nothing gets linebackers ready to play like a pass rush and like the defensive line was playing. You know, the three of us, well, not really, but, you know, we could have been, you know, in a 4-3.
Let's not go there,
okay.
Hey, I think the thing is that when we talk about the mental approach and momentum, how you keep momentum and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
When you see some guys coming out and getting physical, it's a very contagious thing on a football team. And I think that most of the guys on this defense understand what the heritage of this defense is all about. It's about dropping the hammer on people. It's not about going out and trying to be fancy with 99 different blitzes. It's about getting after some people and knocking them out of the ball game. Well, that's what it's all about for this defense of the Bears.
Not only does there have to be a hunger there, but there also has to be a readiness. And those guys seemed ready. You know, we were all sitting there in the pregame thinking, oh, the middle of the field against Matt Ryan and some of those receivers. But those guys didn't seem to miss a beat. Jones and Green and Sharpton.
Yeah, and Al. And some of the media people even went out and changed their pick when they found out that the reserve linebackers were. We won't name names, but I did not, just for those who were just tuning in. You know, they were ready. You know, you saw something. It also creates a nice situation of having six linebackers who can play. That's not always been the case. And if not, if all of them are on the field, and Lance Briggs didn't practice today, isn't expected to practice tomorrow, DJ Williams with the neck, you know, you've got depth. On top of that, Joe DeCamillis has to be kind of rubbing his hands at what he may be getting on special teams when some of these guys, he's had to jury rig some things. Now he's getting some really accomplished football players.
Has he come into as much fire as you thought he should have, or or has it been about right, the temperature?
Boy, I don't know. It's such a weird. Let's just take kickoffs out. Mm-hmm. You know, you could say they shouldn't be bringing some of these kickoffs out, but I think the logic is really, what's the difference between the 20 and the 16? That's right. One play. And we'll risk that for breaking a big play. And I think Joe has certainly caught some flack because of what's not happening on the kick returns. You know, there have been too many mental mistakes. But part of that is, in fairness, a coach can only do so much. He's not clipping, not holding people.
Right.
So I think it all starts and stops at the top. So he's going to catch the flack for it, deserved or not.
And the bottom of that roster has had so much turnover.
Absolutely,
18
right.
different changes on the 53-man since week one of the regular season. And that's who he has to work with. The return of a healthy Ratliff and a Jared Allen to give you a truer gauge of what this defensive line can be?
It is. I mean, this is what I thought it would be. I mean, honestly, we talk about how bad last year was. I mean, if they played that season over again without the injuries, this isn't a 32nd ranked run defense. Mm-hmm. So what they're getting, to the point we talked about before, you're getting players ready. They were. You also put, this was the talent level that Phil Emery thought he was getting with Jeremiah Ratliff, bringing him back, and Jared Allen, Willie Young. They got depth. Lamar Houston. They didn't just fill the spots. They're too deep. I mean, Willie Young is the NFL sack leader with 7. I think he's one of the few defensive ends that's actually been able to generate pass rush this year.
So as you look at my own theory about linebackers in the pipeline, last year didn't really have any in the pipeline. Right? You say this year maybe the polar opposite after what we've seen here early on.
Well, yeah, and right, yeah, Danny. And let's face it, Kasim Green's a year older.
Mm-hmm. Bostic's
a year older. Daryl Sharpton is better than what we saw in the pipeline last year. Shea McClellan, well, he's not playing at this point, but yeah, the pipeline, Christian Jones wasn't on the roster. Yeah. And I think there's a guy, the interesting thing about him, he wasn't drafted. Don't you love a motivated guy?
Oh, yeah. Explain why he wasn't drafted.
Well,
you look at him physically and you say, this guy is gifted.
If you're going to design a Sam linebacker, I'll cut to that one. That's exactly what I'll take. He's perfect. But, he's a motivated guy. Off the field concerns or questions, that kind of thing comes up. But he is, they didn't have that kind of depth behind him last year.
And he smiles a lot, too, which we all like to see.
He's playing in the NFL.
Beware of linebackers that are smiling. I'm telling you.
Moon always makes us smile. And thanks again for stopping by on the visit. You get to stay home this weekend. No airports or anything like that.
Congratulations. My cat's going to be mad. He's used to having to run out of the house.